Blog Talk Radio.
Got questions? She has the answers. So ask me LaVice. She's your host, the dean of not being mean, Lacey. I'm your co-host, the doctor in love, Dakota. And our special guest hasn't called in yet, but he's the man, the myth, the legend, Logan. If he does get to call in, that's cool, guys. This episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little rushed, a little shorter. It is pouring down here in good old Tennessee. And Neil Lacey is under attack by that good old weather again.
Wind is outrageous here at the moment. It was clear skies.
The
sky's
orange outside. Well, the bad thing is the sky's orange outside, and Lacey, you'll get this joke. I don't know if it's from MagPro or the weather right now.
Yep, you're either blowing up and you're in a blissful happiness, you're dying, or, you know, it's the weather.
Yeah.
So.
For anybody who don't know, I live right around the corner from a magnesium plant, and it blows up a lot. It catches fire a lot.
And if it blows,
like I said, guys, today's episode was supposed to be about relationships, but that's going to be postponed, and we'll be doing that one sometime this week. But we will go over a few headlines, if that's cool with you, Lacey. Our electric goes out or something. And maybe Logan will call in, and we'll get his opinion on these, too. But first headline I want to go over is, have you heard about this? Dave Chappelle was attacked on stage about a week or so back. The guy who attacked him had a fake gun on him that had a real knife in it. Like, the gun, like, opened up into a knife or some shit, I think, or something like that. But that is crazy. It's like now all the comedians have to worry about being attacked on stage and shit just because of what Will Smith did. Now everybody thinks they hear something wrong, they can just go on stage and smack somebody.
I don't think that's the only reason. I think people have been attacking people on stage, but I think it's been getting worse over the years. That's why security's gotten so out of hand with people when they have concerts. I mean, it's worse than it's ever been, but they have to be because there's some crazy people out there, especially if they take everything that people say as truth too. So
right.
They said this guy that tackled him that he had been planning it, and that he hadn't liked him for a while for some things that he had said. So he just showed up there to give him all he had, I guess. Crazy. I mean, like, if you don't like him and you don't like his comedy, don't go to the show and don't listen to him. I don't get it. But anyway.
Right. Right. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Speaking of crazy people, that leads into my next headline. This one happened today. There was a mass shooting in Buffalo, Buffalo, New York. 10 people were killed. 3 were hurt. It was at a supermarket. And here's the craziest thing about it all that I mean, at least I find this fucking crazy. The shooter was live streaming it on Twitch. The entire time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the gaming thing,
like,
Twitch.
Who's crazy enough to do that?
Well, one thing is, when they said that to me, I wondered, because they say this a lot too, it was a gaming, like, is he stuck in an alter universe in his mind and he's playing a game and shooting these people for points? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it could be, but, I mean, that's the whole... Columbine thing, you know, like they all based their stuff off, like, what, the Matrix and video games and shit like that, and that, you know, people are trying to blame that after the fact. I mean, it could be something like that, because some games nowadays
game
are so realistic.
Crazy. The addiction that comes with the game is where you become, like, part of the game. That's the part that...
More or less what you're saying is, like, the game is more of, like, a gateway to this, you know, to their mind being all crazy.
They already have personality.
Yeah.
And then
they
play this game
still on
top of the world, where they don't feel on top of the world anywhere else. And then that becomes their reality. Yeah.
Well,
that's
guy,
like the kids
anybody
or,
out there that's like that,
no.
Here's what I got to say. Yeah, do drugs. Don't shoot people. You're the ones that need to do drugs. Be addicted to those. Don't be addicted to killing people. That's just not a good thing. I hate to make a joke or anything like that, but just if you want to be addicted to, you know, if you're getting your life mixed up in with video games, want to go out there and shoot people, put a needle of heroin in you. Put your ass down. Fuck, you know, fuck it. That's all I can say about that.
Well,
hate to be brute.
Well, I mean, that's the sad thing, too. Nobody knows if they're that, you know, addictive or anything, especially if you're a kid. Do you remember a few years ago where that kid was playing his video game and he was a kid, he was playing it all the time. And in his mind, he was in the game and he ended up killing his family. Do you remember hearing that in the news?
I honestly don't remember. There's been so many killings and everything the last.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. But, you know, it's another thing out there to remember that mental health is important, people. Don't, when you start seeing symptoms in your loved ones or, you know, it's better to ask them and offend them for asking than it is to wait and then something to happen and them to kill someone or them to kill themselves or, you know, something like that.
Right.
You know, it's better to offend somebody and have them alive than not offend them and have them dead or someone else dead. So.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? You know, try to help before it's too late with something like that, guys.
And then, Hayward, I'm not notice the signs.
Oh,
please don't take from what I'm saying because sometimes you never see it coming. But, you know, it's just a reminder out there. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, I noticed they did, you know, they weren't themselves, or I noticed this, you know, after the fact. If you notice they're not themselves, please ask them and talk to them. I mean, I would want my friends
right.
to do that for me. But anyways,
I had a friend this week even, because I hadn't replied to anything in a while. I had a friend this week write me and make sure I was all right, knowing I had a rough time going on at work and stuff. So, I mean, happens to all of us, guys. We all need somebody sometimes. So, yeah, you know, reach out, help your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But last bit of news I got is, what is up with all these bodies they're finding in Lake Mead? They're finding them in the barrels out there now. I don't know if you've heard about any of this. To me, that's crazy because I've been to Lake Mead.
Have they found a mafia drop?
God,
I'm just
I've been
asking.
To Lake Mead.
Like, you know?
I don't know, man. That's crazy. I'm guessing.
Yeah, because
there's
an awful lot amount of bodies.
Is it Dexter?
Can you hear me?
And, yeah, I can hear you. It just
okay,
went.
Sorry.
You just made a Chewbacca sound out of it for a second, but it's cool. But anyways, do you think it could be Dexter? Because, I mean, he likes to kill people and dump bodies in water.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, is it a like somebody, you know, we have all these mass killers that we never found bodies for. And we know the mafia is out there, and they have killed people, and we've never found bodies. People just disappear. I mean, is this a dumping ground that we just found? Like,
you got to think like this. The ones in barrels, yes, I would have questions like that. Like, oh, my God, what is this? Is there a killer? Is this a dumping ground? Is it this? Now, if there's some random bodies, you got to think how many people probably drowned, you know, in skiing accidents, boating accidents, ski-doo accidents.
But
you know,
you
there's random shit like that out there, too.
If people drown and stuff like that, they usually skim rivers and lakes and ponds and, you know, they
well,
skim them.
This is a big-ass
lake.
Pond, lake or whatever. Yeah, this is a big-ass lake. It ain't just like a normal-sized little
lake.
Oh, I know.
I mean, like, but still, like, the Tennessee River is not small either, and they skim them trying to find bodies when people pass, you know, or whatever. I'm just saying,
I'm not saying that's the reason for all of them. I'm just saying that might be the reason for your, like, random hair body just floating around. Now, the ones in barrels, that's – somebody had to put that body in a barrel and throw it in there. So, I mean,
I'm not tripping on that.
And if that somebody is listening, I don't know you. You don't know me. All right, leave me out of this.
And I'm not going to ask any more questions after this. This is just a simple, open question. Please do not come and find me.
No,
I am content.
I do have
and
one question, and please don't come find me. I would just like to know. You can write in, you know, to Lacey about this, not me. But
oh,
is it Jimmy Hoffa?
Social workers always get these calls.
Is it Hoffa? We get a phone call right now. It's not him. Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh my.
But yeah, it's just crazy. But moving on from the news a little bit, guys, like I said, this one's just gonna be a little short episode. Now I got three fan writing questions. I'm sure you have a couple. You wanna read some of yours first or
no, you go first, I'll go last. I'll be a lady.
Whatever, beauty first, I guess. Whatever.
What are you trying to say? Okay, anyways, go on.
No, I'm just trying to say I'm super sexy. I'm Dakota. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, question number one is, I caught my girlfriend cheating, but she don't know. I really love her. What do I do? Now, these are questions, guys, that are going to be about love, by the way, because that was supposed to be the topic for the week.
Yes.
I'll let you answer that one.
Can you tell me about the age range of this person, as I say?
It doesn't say, but judging from his Facebook, I'm going to say he's probably in his 20s.
Okay. So, and also, does it say how long he's been in this relationship?
No.
So I'm going to answer this in a two-parter, I guess, the best way I can for advice. Like I said, you know, I'm not saying that I'm right above anybody else. It's just the advice that I have to give. You're young. My best advice to you is to talk to her. Tell her that you found that she had been cheating on you and that you love her, and if y'all can work it out, you know, definitely – don't just sweep things under the rug. You're going to have to actually work things out. You'll have to come up with either therapy together or having a common friend that you can talk things out and where they can be the mediator, you know, or something like that. You can't just sweep it under the rug, because if you sweep it under the rug, it's just going to continue to happen. And then what's the point of being in that type of relationship, you know, even if you do love them?
I hate to interrupt. Logan just wrote me. He's going to be calling in right now.
Beans.
I guess before we get into the other fan questions, we'll go back over the news topics and get his opinion on it a little bit, I guess. Well, darn, Logan. Way to join the party late. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. My bad.
Hola,
senorita. What's going on,
guys? Welcome to the party. Hey, what up, my man? It's pouring down here, so we're just going to do a little short episode. We're just doing some news reports
right now,
and let me get your opinion on a few of them. Dave Chappelle getting attacked on stage. Go.
Oh, yeah. Someone's got some balls.
That's what I said. Like, it was,
I think didn't like, Ja Rule or like, Busta Rhymes or somebody beat the crap out of the guy and break his arm?
Someone did. But I can't remember who it was.
the funniest part of it was
didn't, Busta Rhymes.
Somebody yells, I think it was Chris Rock was there, and he yells out, was that Will Smith?
Yeah, it was. He tried to make like laugh about it and move on, but like me and him had talked about like it being so crazy, people just decide they don't like what they hear, and they plan all these things that come and hurt people, so security's, like, intense. Even if you go to a concert, it's more intense than it's ever been. Like, I don't know how he thought he was actually going to make it. Like,
and that's the funny thing is I've worked security at bars and stuff like that, and we've had, you know, people. We had people playing, like, you know, music and doing little stand-up stuff, and we were instructed very, very vividly that no one is to even get close. So I never had anybody try and rush the stage, but
Well, bro, if you've seen you, I don't think anybody would try to rush the stage with you standing right there.
Oh, I'm just a teddy bear, bro. It's all just a paint job.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, you're right. And then some sad news, the shooting today in Buffalo, New York, where 10 was killed and 3 injured. Crazy part is, bro, they live streamed it on Twitch.
Yeah, which is like I told him, it's like a gaming, Twitch is, you know.
Yeah, they live streamed the whole thing.
It kind of makes you wonder if, he was in, like, this gaming stance, you know, because they say that a lot where there's an addiction where when you play video games and stuff like that, sometimes, especially for people who have an addictive personality and they get into the games and things are, like, real. And it just makes you wonder if he was one of those because he streamed it live on Twitch. But
what, trying to assault Dave Chappelle?
No,
he went into a grocery store, didn't he? A market?
There was a mass shooting today in New York.
Yeah. They live the dude live streamed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta be crazy to go shoot up a Pickle Wiggly. So, I mean, what the hell? And then live stream that shit. That's old reference, guys. Piggly Wiggly. I don't know if anybody gets that one or not.
Sorry, my phone dropped out. I apologize. But
it's probably R&R. The weather's bad this week.
Yeah, I'm in some pretty heinous Facebook groups, man. Some dark humor ones, and there was a video popped up today of the shooting, and I was extremely mortified.
Yeah, it's sad nowadays. And then the last bit of news is all the bodies they're finding in Lake Mead, bro. What do you think of that shit?
I mean,
they're finding them by the barrel, and from that laugh,
I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say on that, but if they're finding the body, somebody didn't do their job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. They're finding them by the barrels out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said they're
finding
them by the
barrels.
I think they turned on them and told them where their drop-in place is. Like...
Right.
It's not me. If you're listening, it's not me.
Yeah, I've never been to Lake Mead. Don't know nobody from Lake Mead, so I have nothing to say about Lake Mead. And we'll leave it at that.
Just gonna go on with that. Yeah.
My name is Tommy. My name is Tommy Bongs, and I don't know what's going on. I was born in Nebraska, and I live in Canada, and. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. A boot. Hey, what's funny, man, I came out here to West Virginia, and they say that I talk funny, right? So I don't know. They say that I talk funny, but I think they talk funny. But either way, I come out here, and we move into this place. My neighbor comes out, and he says, hey, man, he says, you know, nice to meet you. I said, hey, man, nice to meet you. He says, yeah. He says, where are you from? I said, Arizona. He's like, you from New York? I said, no, Arizona. That's the other end, you know? He mentions New York again. He says, oh, yeah, so when you go back to New York, I'm like, listen, bro, I've never been to New York. Well, I mean, I've been to New York, but I've never lived in New York. I'm not from New York. I've only been through there for a couple of days to visit twice, you know? And the guy's like, oh, okay. Turns out that dude had it in his head that I was in the witness protection program and that I was some Italian freaking dude from New York hiding out here in BFE, West Virginia, and he told all the neighbors that guy over there is on witness protection program. You guys might want to fucking look out for
him. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I don't know what was even more insulting. He said I was from New York, or he was calling me a snitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably the New York thing, bro. I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, honestly,
New York.
Bro, I don't know. I'm a little, you know, torn between the two.
Either you're a rat or a Yankees fan. Either way, it ain't good.
Oh, I'm not a fucking Yankees fan. I will never be a fucking Yankees fan, and I'll never be a rat. So it's fine. But
at least
I'm
hey,
that,
we can fall
I'm
back
that
on
Red
the
Sox
net.
Fan that will throw down. You know what I mean? I'm that Red Sox fan that'll throw
hey,
down.
I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, bro. I haven't got the Tigers tattoo on me, so bam.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be a fan if you like a team that never wins, you know?
Hey, Tigers almost won the World Series a few times.
Now, listen, my dad was a diehard Cubs fan, and they finally went one.
Whoa, get the Cubs out of here.
Nobody
likes the Cubs. Get them out of here.
Oh, shut your face. Shut up.
Hey, whoa. You can't really talk too bad about the Cubs. I mean, their fans have to be loyal like, you know, Lions fans.
We are.
Never had a fucking title, so, I mean.
I will be professional.
Anyways, guys, before we all start fighting each other over sports.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is I have a general rule, like, don't talk politics, religion, or baseball, you know, and that.
Hey, man.
I've broken them all. Yeah.
All right. On three, what's your favorite football team? 1, 2, 3, go.
Patriots.
Y'all suck. Oh, dude.
I said Patriots.
No, you just say that. What timeout? Patriots now or Patriots back with Tom Brady?
Hold on. I've been a Patriots fan since they had the old logos and before Brady and before all that.
I'll give you that.
Okay, I will let you. Okay.
The Tom Brady years, though.
This answer me this question. The Tom Brady years. If you saw him in person, would you piss on him for me?
Not even if he was on fire.
Oh no, you guys are tripping. That is that dude's. I mean, statistically speaking, we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And
no. I don't know. Peyton Manning.
If we're talking facts, then yes, his stats are better than any quarterback that has been in the league in the past 20 years, coming up by Joe Montana. So I mean,
if we're talking statutories, it's all about Big Ben. Wait, what? Ooh, Big Ben joke from years ago.
No.
Brought it back.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, I can't make fun of Kobe Bryant. He'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, no, Kobe, that's what I say whenever
I
miss a shot.
Hey, I have to make one inappropriate joke per episode. That was it.
You're at your limit, sir. You're done.
Every time I throw
told
that,
I can do one
that
inappropriate
piece
one.
Of trash at the paper, at the every time I throw that piece of trash at the basket and I miss and it just hits nothing but air until it hits the ground, I yell Kobe.
God damn.
And if I make it, I yell John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Horrible guy,
oh,
but he never missed.
He never did miss. You're right about that.
Fist bump. That's all I can say to that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's a rhetorical joke for those people that are lacking.
For you
there
kids out there listening in right now.
Yeah,
for
your
kids
time. Who don't know nothing about American history. This is before our time.
They didn't teach American history anymore. Is that a thing? Is that even a thing now, American history?
Or do they just let them watch VH1?
Listen, so my brother is actually in school to be a history teacher. He graduates this coming year. And he's so excited because his brother is in love with the History Channel for all our life. I mean, he is like a true history buff. And it breaks his heart because they're telling him, like, well, you can't go into too much detail when you're in class and like this. And he's like, screw you guys.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see how he does for...
Now, is history still the same nowadays?
So
I know that sounded
thing.
Stupid, but like when our history books have to be totally different than the ones they got nowadays, right? Because I graduated good.
So what they are, they omit a lot of.
This point.
I want you to know about a lot of things anymore. Like they're thinking.
That's
that,
what I mean.
You know,
like, do you think they like glossed over a lot of stuff, or you
they
think, like
9/11
in there,
I mean,
like that?
For a lot of us too, you know, we didn't really learn a lot of things until after I was out of school.
Well, that's
way
nothing. You know, our history books. Okay, here's something, Logan. You'll get our history books. Said the Civil War, literally, was about slavery, and that's how it started. That's not how it started. How did it start, Logan? I know you know.
Nor how it ended.
Nor how it ended. Exactly right.
nor how it ended, right.
Nor how
but
it ended.
What I, in the history books, that's what they focused on.
The South signed the treaty to give up slavery before the war was even over.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And the war
and
started about
the only
taxes.
Thing that the war was over was industry, because the South
mm-hmm.
had cotton
yep.
and major industries that they wanted to move up north, like metal,
exactly.
because the revenue that was being made in the South was superseding that of the North. So they got greedy and they wanted industry in the North. So therefore they declared war on the industry in the South, which then in turn turned into a civil war.
Right.
Exactly.
And so a lot of the things for blinding, like what the real war was about, they used slavery and stuff like
right.
that as like their main thing for
absolutely. Because
they put in books and everything
history.
Else. Now it was a part yeah. of it, and it was.
Oh yeah, it
ended.
Was a major part.
Was it the start? Was it the end? And it wasn't the main reason for it to begin with. Oh
no.
Right.
But,
I mean, exactly.
What, I always have.
But,
to
yeah,
remind
I surprised my
teacher
one
written.
Time. I mean, I don't know if you remember Mr. Myers at Yuma High, Logan, or
yeah.
did you?
Yep.
All right. I had him as a history teacher
yeah,
when he asked the class,
teacher.
He's like, yeah, he asked the class, he's like, hey, man, or hey, class, like, what started the Civil War? And nobody can answer it. I'm just like, taxes. Simple. It's taxes, man. That's what it started over. And he was surprised I knew the answer to that, but I guess that's because I grew up here a little bit before I moved out that way, and I learned that, in the, you know, out here. Because the history
well,
out there is totally, totally... I don't know. I don't know if it's because they mix in, like, some Spanish history or something and it just kind of throws everything a little wackadoodle, but, like, you can be in the middle of English class out there and they start speaking Spanish and you're just like, what the hell's going on?
Well,
I mean, one thing
stuff
that
I didn't even realize,
seems...
I'm only 2 years younger than you, and I'm from Tennessee, so I went through my whole school here and learning, and I didn't
so
realize
you and Logan
a
are
lot
the same
of...
age.
Yeah, a lot of times until I was in college, and see, history was my minor in college, because I believe that if you don't know about the past, then it's going to repeat itself, because you won't know the mistakes
mm-hmm.
that other people, just to learn from your mistakes. And so I'm a sociology
absolutely.
Major, so I believe in studying the way people
dude,
think.
Dude, what Avengers movie did you get that off of? Because that was badassery.
What?
What?
I'm not saying
oh,
I don't know where you're going.
If you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah, I think
that
was in Avengers 2, right? That was in the one where they went back in time.
Well,
no?
Actually, I think
I don't know.
I think quite a few presidents have quoted it, so I don't know. I don't think they actually
yeah.
know which one originated it, but I mean, you know, when I got there to school, you know, and I'm learning this stuff, like I was fascinated because already I had a different mindset on history because my father was a history buff. He loved watching history channels and learning all this stuff. And when he went to school, they don't teach you any of that because they don't want you to worry about it. Because in their mind, if you don't learn about it, you don't know about all the bad stuff, so you're not going to repeat it. That's not how it works.
Right.
Why racism is still alive, like you don't talk about it, so therefore racism is still active and out there because you don't talk about it, you brush it under the rug, everything's taboo. It's been around longer than well life it's you know life itself when people started noticing there was different colors, you know.
What do you mean there's
mean,
different colors out there? I never knew that.
Listen,
this whole
you
time
know,
I'm colorblind. Huh.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well,
I only see different shades of green.
Right.
If you're raised to believe that, like, colorblindness for, like, color and stuff like that, it's amazing. People say it's not, that you can't do that. You can't raise a generation like that. You can. Hatred is taught, people. It's not what you're born into. Hatred is taught. Just want to throw that out there. That's just my 2 cents
absolutely.
For the day.
Now, I like how you
no,
say
absolutely.
That because, I mean, I agree totally with that. But what gets me sometimes would be the people that automatically think you're racist just because you're a white person or you're a white guy. And that
because
happens a lot nowadays. Like,
blow your
it's
mind
crazy.
For that,
like, you
though,
can just say
because they're taught they're taught that all these other people look at them that way, and then they don't talk about it because they're afraid that if they bring it up, that they're going to be discriminated upon. So they always believe that other people hate them. It works both ways. Like,
right.
You know,
like I mean, I get it. But to me,
yeah.
it's crazy because you know me. I'm like the furthest person away from being a racist person.
Right.
And, like, to me, it's like sometimes I feel like, I don't know, I guess where we work at, too, me being the only guy kind of throws me off sometimes with people. Which, yeah, people, I'm the only dude in this kitchen.
It really is.
You say Mexican? You say Mexican? That's mean. I'm only
three-fourths.
Oh, I thought you said I'm Mexican because I was from Mexico.
However,
that's
if you
want to
get that out there, you are the white Mexican they call you.
Yeah, that is true.
They do call you that. Anyway.
Logan probably has that same problem, though, because, like, anybody from Arizona and grew up in that little area, like, I don't know, we have, like, a different slang and we say certain shit, you know, and stuff like that. And
right.
Like,
right.
You can tell people that's
from,
like, California
from
area and stuff. Yeah. And I don't know, man. Like out here, for example, instead of saying dub, you say quarter. You know, like I had to pick up some of the terms, you know, change it up out here, but that's, I was used to dub, you know, shit like that. And then for our listeners to understand, that's a term for the show, the staff, so.
Yeah. I was laughing at that too. I was like, I get it. Yes.
She's like, can I just
look
have
at
one
you
show
going
you
up on your drug terms?
Listen, you guys, I only know from, like, basic stuff, like, from being in a cop family, and that is
oh, my God, Logan, trip on this, man. She's only ever taken gummies once. And she
one
took,
time,
okay,
and I don't want
okay, to. We had a little, there was, like, a little, there was, like, a little get-together at her pad, right? So I got us,
right.
I think there was 20 of them in there. Like, we went to the gas station, I just bought a bag of them just to get them, right? I think there's like 20 of them in the bag
like
or something. Yeah. Well, I take,
yeah.
Let's see, this other girl there took like two or three of them. I took, I don't know, she took like eight or nine, maybe 10.
Actually, it ended up being like more because the other girl, I didn't realize this. So I took two myself, by myself. Every time I turned around, she was trying to give me one. And in my mind, I hadn't had one yet. So every time she gave me one, I'd eat another one. It was awful.
And then I divided the bag out with her because I was all like, here, you take the rest of these ones and I'll take these. And me, I was good because I was smoking like actual pot. I was drinking and I was like chilling and that's what those in the blood. Like an hour later, I'm like, I got to drive home. I'll see you guys.
And that's off CBD gummies?
Yeah.
Yeah. she was all like, she was sitting in a little kid's swimming pool with these little kids. And I think that's when it hit her.
Oh, it hit me bad. I couldn't get out of it. Like, see, before that, everything was in slow motion, and I'm going down like a slip and slide out in the front yard with the kids and stuff. Like, I'm just hitting it hard, right? And one, I shouldn't have been. There was a hole in
Common
the yard.
Common sense didn't win on that one, did it?
Stuck in the hole. It's bad. It's bad.
But that was her,
that's funny.
That's her first
we went
and
out
only
there.
Experience with anything
well,
like that.
I had to be led to bed and put into bed.
That is funny. My wife and I, when we were in Phoenix for this past little vacation thing, I went down to the dispensary and, you know, like a kid in the candy store, and I bought some, you know, gummies and concentrates and flour and edibles and everything else. And I come home and I have one of these 20 milligram huckleberry hybrids that, you know, I eat three of them and I'm fine. So I give one to my wife. And she was in a lot of pain. She's been going through a lot of like stress, so I figured it would really help her out. About 45 minutes into it, she starts giggling and doesn't stop until her ribs are hurting. And she she would not eat another one. Yeah, she wouldn't eat another one.
Either.
I had to go down and get her CBD gummies. She was saying her stomach hurt from laughing so hard, and then I was like, here, you want another one? And she's like, no, I've just had surgery. I probably shouldn't, you know?
had so
but
many.
That was my first time in the dispensaries in Arizona, so it was really lovely.
How are they out that way, bro? They good because they weren't there when I left. So.
Do you remember Denise Reyes?
Sounds familiar.
The little, I mean, she used to, I mean, she looked like a guy because she dressed like a guy. She was
still
she
sounds
was
familiar.
Lesbian that went to our school. Yeah, well, Denise, I mean, everybody knew Denise. She was in, I think she was in your grade because she was one or two above me. And
was it
she
Daniel,
really good friends with my sister.
Was her older brother Daniel the football player?
Right.
Okay, yeah,
so
dude, I used to get weak from her.
So I went into the dispensary in Phoenix, and I was just getting some flower and some stuff. And she was asking, because she was asking, you know, they talk to you, the bud tenders, they strike conversation, and they're asking me, you know, you have a West Virginia ID, do you not, you know, you never been here? And I was explaining that I lived in Yuma. And she got this look on her face, and she says, what school did you go to? And I told her, I said, man, I went to Yuma High in graduation class of 09. She said, did you know a girl named Denise? And I was like, Denise? And she says, yeah, Denise Reyes. I said, yeah, I remember her. Yeah, a little, you know, short little lesbian chick. She goes, you haven't looked at my name tag yet, have you? And I looked at her name tag, and it was Denise, man. She works there at that dispensary there in Phoenix, right there in Peoria.
Oh, shit, bro. That's
Hook
crazy.
It up. I got, like, $250 worth of, like, stuff for, like, $40.
Hell yeah, dude. See, that's your mind.
Yeah.
We take care of each other. Well, that's crazy. Hey, criminal for life, right? All joking aside, Yuma High criminals, guys. Anybody didn't know our mascot out there. But,
what was that, buddy? You broke out a little bit.
I said our mascot, we were the criminals, man. So I could see this happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I took that shit to heart, bro.
So. A lot of us did. Were you at the school when they got tagged up when Kofa broke in or Cibola broke? No, Cibola broke in and tagged Kofa on our wall, but they misspelt it or some shit.
Yep, they misspelt it, and then we went over to Kofa and we stole the bell and we tried to light their bridge on fire, but they shoot fireworks from it, so it's fire retardant.
Of course y'all did.
Oh, well, I was a part of that one. I was part of the ones that we shouted up with the paintball gun.
I was. Yeah. I was the one that poured
the
lighter fluid on the
door. I think we got in the night before.
I
wasn't there for burning bridges, guys. But I, yeah.
It didn't burn. It wouldn't light on fire. No matter how much stuff I put on it, it would not catch. It was absolutely frustrating. But then again, I don't recommend arson to any grown adult, so it's probably beneficial that it didn't work out.
Well, they
but
fucked
I
up because
know
our school is a lot of Southsiders.
On fire
is.
Next to Kofa. Yeah.
Right. Well, what they fucked up at was there was a lot of Southsiders at our school, and they tagged over that Southside Pride thing, and that's what pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of those. Most of the dudes that went to our school were from Brown Pride. You know what I mean? And so that's a Southside gang. And when they did that tagging, they tried to make it look like Kofa, and then they went back to their school and told everybody about it.
What they did was they misspelled
what
Kings. Like, who? They misspelled Kings in the tagging. Like, who the hell misspells Kofa Kings? That's just dumb.
On Kings, but, I had my own names for Kofa Kids.
Yeah, the Kofa Queers, we can say it's a good show.
Yeah, true.
We come from a time,
yeah,
we come from the
90s,
we could say it. You had the Kofa Queers, you had the Cibola... Cibola
haters.
Raiders, I forget what we used to call them. Cibola haters. You had Yuma Catholics.
And then everybody just called Yuma criminals the fucking criminals because it fit.
Yeah. Or Yuma High.
But we did, so me, Derek Yoder, we went on a welding trip sophomore year. And it was at the Firebird Speedway, and they had the kids from Kofa and Cibola showed up. And the kids from Cibola, they got some tires off of one of the racers. So we went over to their bus and stole it.
Yoder's first was that Yoder's first crime? Oh my god!
I don't think it was his first crime, but it was his first crime with me.
Listen,
which
little Yoder grew up so quick.
I'm over here trying to think I've done in my life. That could even compare to
oh,
that.
This is just,
the only thing I can think of.
This is high school,
is
though.
Down
you
the
should
highway,
the crap we did after high school.
I ran through Jello through the front window to the back window, and it looked like we shot my brother, and I thought he was dead. Like, it was awful. That's the only thing. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, we didn't do anything.
Wait. You beat somebody up and stole their Jello? What'd you say?
No. Like, my friend, we had Jell-O. We were going somewhere, and I forget why we had Jell-O, but it was red Jell-O. And my friend had the window down, and he just took a handful of it and threw it to the back window, which the back window was open, and my brother was sitting there wearing a white T-shirt.
Oh,
and
God.
And the smack noise from the wind and us driving sounded like a gunshot. Like, it sounded like he was shot. And so I thought he was dead. Like, it was awful. Like, it was bad.
That's
but
hilarious.
As far as, like, crazy stuff, doing things, like, I mean, some of my friends were crazy
shit.
When they were drunk, but, I mean, you know, and but
I mean, there's been a lot of crazy shit in my day. I can't even name half the shit
highway once driving, you know, that's it.
Dakota, when it came
down
to
doing
stuff
on Dakota my
drunkness. With me, it was... I've always been a
you're
little bit
more
of a
hard
child,
one of the group.
So anybody that was with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're the hard one of the
uh-huh.
group, bro. You're the hardcore one of the group. I'll give you that one. Like, I did my share of stuff, don't get me wrong, but, like...
You there?
You know what I mean. Like, you got, like, yeah. You. That's
hold
all
on,
I can say. He did his share, too, but his share sometimes is a lot more. Let's put it that way. Best way of putting it.
You there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
So there, bro.
Hello.
Hello.
Tag, you're all it. Hello?
You guys there?
Here.
Well, I don't know if anybody's hearing anybody
hello?
Right now. I'm here.
Hello,
I can
hear
everybody saying.
I
can
hear
all
Dakota.
You guys. You're, everybody was saying, are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I couldn't hear anybody. I was just hearing myself echo on the phone for a second.
Can you hear me
oh
now?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dang. Can you hear me
now?
Oh, shit.
Then
didn't
that traitorous
bastard
went to AT&T.
Yeah.
I was about to say he switched companies, that asshole.
Yeah.
My
well, Verizon sucks, so it's okay.
Yeah,
Verizon's
that is
pretty
true.
Fucking horrible. So
yeah.
True that. But
exactly,
and you might want to join us on Friday's show. We're gonna do prank phone call. You
yeah.
might like that.
Oh man,
I think it'd be
that.
Good. Lacey,
yeah,
you got your prank phone call and ready?
Oh man, I think I still have some stuff from high school that we used that probably.
I used to be good with the whole grandma ones. I tried to get Nemo
yep,
to come on, dude.
Exactly,
and he. He's like, dude, I don't know if I can do it anymore. And I'm like, oh, you should come on, just tell some of the old stories. And, you know, he might come on. I'm not sure, but it'd be cool if he did. Because he was there for a lot of those
oh,
crazy
yeah, he was,
grandma
yeah,
phone calls.
He was always – the thing is, man, is whenever some kind of madness happened, if you weren't there, he was always there. You see what I mean? So, like,
right, yeah.
I have
– can be there together. He can –
oh, that's happened too.
Absolutely. I have absolutely the best memories of the most ridiculous, asinine stuff. And you guys were always there, right there with me.
Of course.
I remember half
were.
Of it.
So,
a lot of weed
not
and
to
a
dive
lot of Jack
much
Daniels
into it,
ago back then.
Do you remember at Richard and Dee Dee's house out there in the foothills?
Maybe.
Dakota?
Maybe.
Yeah,
why
so they
familiar?
Were the ones that had that little house. Yeah, so they had that little house, and Scott was the dad, and he had really bad, like, cirrhosis of the liver, and Dee was the mom, and she used to work at the bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. So you remember that house, right? Were you there
I remember
the night you got all the ice cream?
Yeah. It
okay,
was
so
me,
you,
well,
and I went and got all the
we're all walking around. I was
and I had a shotgun hanging
and,
over my shoulder.
Yeah. I wasn't one of the ones that got into the truck, but I was there with you guys, like, because I was done down the street a little bit because there was two sets of us, like, walking. Like, we're all walking as a group, and some of us were ahead of the other one. But, yeah, I remember that night. You guys showed up with a bunch of ice cream.
Yeah. So what had happened was these guys said they were going to kill us or they were going to shoot up the house, and they called me and told me that people were threatening to shoot up the house.
Yes.
Okay, so
I can tell the beginning of that story real quick.
What's that?
I could tell the beginning of that. I could tell the beginning of that story before you got there, about up to where you just said, "All right, right before they called right? I was over there, I was over there kicking it with some homies, stuff like that, and some were, you know, how we used to kick it in the garage right there, right? We're in there splays and whatnot, and somebody's banging on the front door. Well, Richard goes and looks out, comes back there. And it was some dude that's part of some gang around there. He was by himself.
Yep.
No, it was him and some other dude. And they wanted to fight some chick.
And they had two people in the car.
Legitly.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
I walk out.
Fight a chick.
Because I'm like, fuck them, dude. I walk out the door, I'm talking to dude, like, face to face. And he's like, I'm like, what's up, bro? And he's like, I want to fight so-and-so. And I'm like, you're not going to fight so-and-so. And he's like, I'm like, no, you guys are going to get in the car. And nobody's fighting nobody right now. Not going to disrespect this house. Nobody's fighting nobody. Well, at that point, he was like, yeah, okay, you're right, blah, blah, blah. Well, I go back in. Then he started texting the chick or whatever, threatening her and shit. And that's when they called you because they knew you had a few things we might could use.
yeah,
you can take it from there if you want.
They said that somebody was gonna come by and shoot up the house. So I came back and I was like, how many of you guys want a gun? And everybody that said they wanted a gun, I was like, they're in the back of the car. Grab one. And
then
we walked that
crazy story.
We walked the residential neighborhood.
They,
strapped up like some Jesse James movie, walking around a neighborhood, waiting for these dudes to come shoot it up. And then when they showed up, they got scared.
It was nothing. It was nothing. They acted like little bitches, and that was it.
Yeah,
I remember that shit, bro. Because I drove you guys in the car down there to that desert area, because that's where they said to meet up at, right?
Yep.
And you got out
and went up
on that little hill.
Yep. Yeah, I had that rifle with that scope on it, and
so we wanted to meet
in some like open alleyway, open area. So I went up on the hillside and I just.
Well, we made sure beforehand, though, it wasn't set up when we went in there, because there was only four of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was up there on that hill about 20 minutes before they even showed up, so.
I think it was our idea to meet right there, honestly.
Yeah.
Or your idea,
because
they wanted to meet in an open area, and
Yeah, because I told you guys
because we knew
that
area,
high ground
get
right
out
there
was right
where
I
needed to be.
That
I had it covered from three angles. We had suppression fire cover from three angles. So,
Lacey's
now mind you, 16-year-old
right
kids with shotguns.
Lacey's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we had like 16-year-olds out there with shotguns posted up. I had everybody, I was telling everybody where to stand, and if we had to shoot this way so you didn't shoot your buddies. And
don't shoot your buddies.
You don't even know, like, some of the gangs out there, like, when it went to war, like, you had to be careful because you never know what they had.
Yeah.
I mean, when you had a party out in the orchard, they started shooting it up and everybody started taking off. Hey,
yeah,
Lacey, this might be a weird question. And
I winded up. If
you
remember,
I winded up
and then came back and grabbed my gun. Yeah, I ran. Came back, got my gun, and then fucking they took off.
I remember John Boosby was being arrested and then talked his way out of it somehow, and it was the rest of the night was like, I could be a lawyer. He's like drunk as shit. I could totally be a lawyer.
He's a good guy, man. I like him a lot.
I love him, bro. He's gotten off everything. He's gotten clean. Good dude, man. Shout out to him for sure.
He's such a good story. Thank goodness.
Yeah, dude, I'm proud of him.
The last time I seen him was when I was in Yuma, and I was standing in front of his house with a tire iron and telling him to come outside.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't come outside, so I started breaking
his window. I was there, bro. You broke his window, didn't you? I was there.
I broke all the windows. Yeah, he wouldn't come outside.
Yeah, I was there, dude. I was in your car with you. Why was that?
I
don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was because if you remember my sister, Chelsea. Yeah, no, he had a party at his house, but if you remember, we were at Omar's, and I had found out that he ripped off my sister for some stuff. And I tried calling him, and he didn't want to talk to me, so I showed up at his house.
I do remember that night because, you know what I remember funny about that night? When we showed up at Omar's, all those dudes were surrounding Chelsea for some reason, and she didn't even come there with us. Like, I saw her when I got there, and she sees us. And she's just like, and she tried to get out of this little group of dudes, and she just yells, "Logan, Dakota," and like just beamlined it towards us. And that's what she told you about that shit.
Yep.
I remember that night that me and Mikey won beer. That's the same night that me and Mikey beat those guys that were like, we're the beer pong champions, and they had these belts, and we're like, all right, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
And then they wouldn't give us the belts
because
they got mad.
Did.
We beat them, dude, and then they wouldn't give us the belts. They were like, you guys didn't pay for them. We're like, fuck you. You said, don't be flashing them and saying you want to defend them if we beat them.
Yeah,
Lacey, sorry. We took over your show with some old stories.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Story time with the criminals. Guys, we got about 8 minutes left of the show. I reset it. You know, I sat the show for 45 minutes, guys, right? We've done an hour. Can you guys believe that?
I do.
Yeah.
Didn't even seem it, did it?
I didn't even see it, guys. Just because I'm so sleepy.
Should I end this with one of Shane's sayings? Should I end this like Shane? I got to go take a shit.
Listen, he can't help his boss always decides to end the show.
That's how we know the show's over.
That show's
got to
be over, guys.
I gotta take a shit.
At least he ends the show. There was those shows where he actually used the bathroom on air. So you know,
I'm pretty sure he was getting
some
on air one time.
He's come a long way.
We've had a lot in the 3 years of me doing this show. I've had a bunch of different co-hosts over the years and random guests and guest hosts. I've had some entertaining ones come on, man. Like, I've had almost a live sex thing between those two that were on once. Lacey knows what I'm talking about.
That one was very...
I don't want to bring up their names because one of them...
pot and drugs and stuff like that, but for some reason, maybe it's because I'm, like, super, like, we start having conversations about sex, and I just tease up, though. I can't.
Now what it is, bro? You're grown up now. You got kids, man. You've matured over the years.
And you have daughters, correct?
No, I haven't. I got two daughters. I think that might have a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
that's what it is, bro.
Don't anybody who acts like anything I did in my past with, you know, I know that's how my dad was too. He's like, nope, I ain't telling you nothing about my past. I'll kill any man that was like I was.
Right.
I'm an open book if any chick wants to know, but they're not going to like some of the answers.
Yeah, those are some damaged pages. Some have Kool-Aid stains on them. Some of them have been used to roll
what
did
you call them? I didn't know Kool-Aid was white. I mean, what? That's a cum joke.
Yeah.
I got a
curve. We get it.
In the words of Black Widow from the Avengers, I got a cum-filled. No, I'm just kidding. I was gonna make a stupid reference. Never mind. Anyways, guys, you only got a few minutes. I got a few minutes left in the show, and it's time for us to pimp the other show for the week. We'll be doing the Stash Wednesday for sure. Right? No. Yes.
Yep.
I mean, we got to get in touch with Danny Tokes and we got to get in touch with Danny Tokes
and Tommy
Bong. I'm going to have to call them and see what they're doing, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing the show Wednesday.
Yep.
Friday, we'll be doing a King's Court. We'll be doing prank calls, and we'll be doing some of this show some of what was supposed to be this show tonight. We could have actually did the relationship show, but we thought our electric and everything would go out around these parts because everything was flickering and pouring down.
Fun,
I mean, that's crazy. I can't believe it survived the whole hour.
Yeah.
But,
anyway.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else they want to add?
Yeah.
No, just that.
This is your show. I just took it over.
If you have any questions or you need any advice or just need to talk things out, remember we have a page on Facebook called Ask Me Levice. You can leave a comment there, send a private message. Also, you can find me on Facebook as well and send a private message, or Dakota. Or you can always call into the show when we have the next show. We would like to have live people if you want to come on. But remember just to check on your friends and take care of each other out there. Don't. Everybody's important.
Yep.
Couldn't have said any better.
All right.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to end it like I always do, guys. Remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Thank you. She gets it. She gets it. Why would nobody else ever catch on to that? Come on, man.
He will. He will. Give him time.
He's off. He's off the line now. No wonder you didn't catch on. Sorry, Logan. But I do want to do this also. I do want to take the time, if you don't mind, to do a shout out to my old co-host Sherry. She got me started 3 years ago this week doing podcasts on hers as a guest, and then I got brought on as a guest the next night on a different show of hers with another co-host. And it's been 3 years. They got me started. I just want to give them a little shout out because I like to stay humble. And that's about it. So I figure that's how I end the show.
All righty. See you next time.